And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy bid to become the next Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives fell short Wednesday when, for a second day, a small group of conservative lawmakers withheld crucial support and multiple rounds of voting, saying he was not ideologically strong enough to lead. The stalemate has left the chamber where Republicans hold a slim majority, unable to conduct business, including swearing in members and filling committees. The House will convene at noon later today and try to resolve the process that has stymied the lower house of Congress. The World Health Organization says China's COVID-19 data is not giving an accurate picture of the situation there. We get more on this story from VOA's Marissa Melton.
WHO says China's COVID-19 reporting underrepresents the number of hospitalizations and deaths from the disease. At a media briefing Wednesday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the agency is concerned.
WHO is concerned about the risk to life in China and has reiterated the importance of vaccination, including booster doses to protect against hospitalization, severe disease, and death.
On Thursday, WHO officials will speak with Chinese scientists as part of a wider briefing on the global COVID-19 situation. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Beginning Friday, Ghana will toughen restrictions on all air travelers from China because of the increase in COVID-19 cases there. Ghana announced on its website that passengers arriving from China must present a negative PCR COVID test result no older than 48 hours before departure and undergo another test on arrival in Ghana without charge. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Somali authorities say two bombing attacks targeting officials Wednesday killed at least 15 people in the town of Mahas in central Hiran region, well north of the capital, Mogadishu. Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attacks. It claims targeted the main government base in Mahas. Since Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud declared an all-out war against the militants last year, the group has carried out bombings, killing more than 100, mostly civilians. France announced it will send light tanks to Ukraine following a phone call between leaders of both countries. Emmanuel Macron told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that France would send light armored combat vehicles to help its war effort against Russia. In his nightly address, Zelensky thanked Russia, adding that Ukraine needed other allies to also provide heavier weapons. Evacuations have been ordered for people in the western U.S. state of California, mainly in the vulnerable communities. The AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
As a huge storm approached California, officials began asking people to evacuate in high-risk coastal areas, including where 23 people in 2018 died in a series of mudslides. Powerful winds were roaring into California, toppling trees as crews rushed to clear storm drains in preparation for flooding, and people scrambled to find sandbags. Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency to aid in cleanup. Meanwhile, parts of the Midwest are dealing with snow, ice, or tornadoes, and the South is recovering from strong overnight storms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More than 30 graves were vandalized in a historic Jerusalem cemetery, leaving the Christian community feeling jolted in the contested city. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
Jerusalem's Archbishop Hossam Naum called the act a hate crime. Camera security footage showed two young men, both wearing a Jewish skull cap, breaking into the cemetery, knocking stone crosses and stomping over tombstones, leaving a trail of debris and broken headstones. The Protestant cemetery on Jerusalem's Mount Zion is associated in Christianity with the site of the Last Supper that Jesus shared with his disciples before his crucifixion. The location is also sacred to Jews and Muslims and has been at the center of competing religious claims throughout the decades-long Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis will preside at a funeral mass at St. Peter's Square later today, Thursday, for his predecessor, former Pope Benedict, who died Saturday at the age of 95. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.